They move it to Miller. JT Miller with a slap pass.
He can make it. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Launches one deep left field and gone.
Curry slammed on the brakes. Oh my goodness, Curry!
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Live for Sports. My name is Nathan, joined as always by Mr. Joseph Agusti. Joseph, Tuesday afternoon. How we doing?
We're doing pretty good, Nathan. Start of the week. Big sports week, sports equinox yesterday. I got the World Series. It's unfolding how I would like it to unfold. A couple good NFL games this weekend, some entertaining NHL. Raptors season has started, and they haven't looked completely atrocious. So, you know, a lot of good things going on.
I watched the first game. It didn't look that great.
Well, it's Cleveland. I wasn't expecting them to be Cleveland.
Yeah. Nice to know Aaron Judge has showed up for the Yankees, but we'll get into that a little later.
Right.
We're going to start in the NHL. We got a couple extensions we're going to break through. And I guess extension news, because there was another one that was interesting. And then we'll go talk about the World Series, talk about NFL Week 8. Maybe the trade today would be a good one we can discuss, because we talked about this in our notes this morning, what we're going to talk about, and then that trade broke, so we can go over that.
Deontay Johnson, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then NBA first week takeaways. So, what was the first extension signed last week? Was it Theodore?
I think it was Theodore, yeah.
Okay, so Theodore signed, I believe, 7x7.4 something, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I like it. I like Shea Theodore a lot. He's a little overrated because of the team success and because he plays with Petrangelo. Like, his defensive analytics are bad, but, you know, whatever. He's a really strong offensive defenseman. He's big. He skates really well. I'll be shocked if he's not on Canada's Four Nation roster coming up in February. This is one of those players where if he played in a bigger market, he'd be more appreciated, even though I just said he's a little overrated. But I do believe he's really, really good. It just goes to show how well Vegas did in that initial expansion. Because if you'll remember, he was taken from Anaheim, so they would take Clayton Stoner's contract, which is a blast from the past. I don't think anyone's thought of Clayton Stoner outside of his family in the past like 8 years. But yeah, so it just shows like how Seattle was hamstrung, because people wouldn't make the deals with them that they would with Vegas, because Vegas plundered Anaheim, Columbus, because they got William Karlsson out of one of those deals so badly.
They got Marchessault off Florida.
Yeah.
Remember too.
He's really turned out. He's a big part of the championship winning team. He's a reason why their championship window, some argue it's closed, some argue it's still open. It's a big reason why they're still contenders, is my point. So good for McCrimmon and McPhee to get him under contract. Maybe the last few years of the deal won't look great, but he's an important part of their core. And I guess it's good for the organization and their fans that they were able to get another player signed in a no-tax, good weather state.
Yes. I got the official contract. It's 7 years, $7.425 million. I'm not sure.
What number does he wear?
27.
He wears 27.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. So not a one of those weird number things, but he's now valued just above Noah Hanifin's 7.35 on Vegas. Like, literally, what's that, okay. 75K?
Yeah, and Petrangelo makes if I'm not mistaken.
Not 75.
Yeah.
Like a 90K. Yeah.
Yeah. So and Petrangelo makes in the $8 to $9 million range.
Right, but he's only got this year and next left, I believe, on his deal.
So that money's gonna clear up. I think Eichel's only got another couple of years left, and then they'll have to repay him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and Leonard, they got out of scot-free, of course, because they're Vegas, but
because Bettman loves them.
Yeah. And they'll do their usual thing. Like Mark Stone, he's already had a couple. He's not injured, but he's been banged up a few times already this season. So they'll do their usual. They'll get away with it as they always do.
How about Mark Stone's start to the year? Isn't he leading the league in points?
Is he?
Yeah. 18 points in 10 games.
Theodore needs to be tried at the Hague for that trade. My God. I remember, Nathan, I was in high school at the time. I was in grade 12. I was in English class. And I was hanging out with people who were friends of mine, like in elementary school, but we were like acquaintances now by this point. And it was the people who remember I told you. So we're beefing a little bit. And then he shows me, because he knew I was a Sens fan and he was a Leaf fan. He showed me the trade and I was like, I thought he was joking. I thought he was fucking with me. That's how bad the trade was at the time.
Hey,
because
Branch,
it was.
Branchrum was supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, but not for Mark Stone. It was Stone and some bum that they threw in for Eric Branstrom, Oscar Lindbergh, and a second-round pick. Oscar Lindbergh, fourth liner for half a season, gone. Second-round pick they used on Igor Sokolov, who played like 10 games, did fuck all, gone.
I remember him.
And now Branstrom, he played like 200 games at Ottawa, decent third-pairing defender. Looks like Vancouver fans seem to like him, so, you know, good for him.
I'm not expecting anything like huge out of him, but like as a third pair guy, he's actually looked pretty solid.
Yeah,
I'll give
he's
that.
A third pair guy. We gave up a first line right, two way right winger for a third pair defenseman.
Mm-hmm. No, I will say with Branch. Well, okay, keep going. How about Stone first?
Well, one thing that really bugged me about that trade was this was peak Pierre Dorion. I am smarter than everybody else, and he was like, "Oh, this is the most important trade of the rebuild. This is the proud." He said, "This is my proudest day as a GM, not making the Eastern Conference Finals." Not bringing in Matt Duchene, not winning a couple rounds, not drafting Thomas Chabot or any other good players, or Tim Stützle, although that would be a few years later. He said trading away Mark Stone, who was arguably their best player at the time, for fuck all, was his proudest day. And that bugged me. I can't see Pierre Dorion. I think he works for like a French language radio station where he talks Ottawa and Montreal.
Actually.
Because he's bilingual.
Yeah.
I can't see him working for any other team. Maybe he can as a scout because he had a couple good drafts, but he'll never be a GM again. Never.
Mm.
Of course, with the first round pick from Dadonov, I mean, he can't.
In terms, I just wonder where this money keeps coming from Vegas. Like, they sign these guys to like the, and I kind of get it. Like, they sign these guys to like their 7 and 8 year deals, and then they sign these guys again at the end of, like, these new guys at the end of them. But it's just like, how are they digging up all this money? I don't understand it. It's kind of baffling a little bit.
Part of it, Marchessault's gone.
Yeah.
That's some money off the table. I think Carlson makes like 5.9. That's manageable. They're not paying a goalie that much. I think he'll make in the $3 million range.
Isn't he 5 now? No, 4?
No, he's like 3 or 4, which is manageable.
Okay.
Outside of Petran, they have their 3 high-paid defensemen, and then it's like McNabb at 4. So, and they have cheap depth pieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their bottom six isn't high paid.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And of course, then they get to cheat, which helps.
We'll go to the other. No, I think Laf next. Laf was probably the next one to sign. He's probably the next biggest name. So Laf signs for 7 by 7.4, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that ballpark.
I'll try and get the exact numbers, but you go ahead. Your thoughts on the deal?
I've been a big fan of Lafreniere for a few years. I know some people were piling on him a little bit after his first and second year because he wasn't incredibly productive. But something to remember with Lafreniere, he's kind of like Slafkovsky, where he wasn't expected to be a generational first overall pick. Part of that's because he's a winger, and part of it just because the expectations around him. People weren't expecting, he was a Nico Hischier-level first overall pick. Or dare I even say Aaron Ekblad in terms of impact, obviously different positions. Or Ryan Nugent-Hopkins would be a better equivalent. But he didn't do much his first couple of years. I didn't panic because he was playing on the third line because they had Panarin and Kreider ahead of him. And in this past year and a half, 2 years, they've shifted him to right wing, which allows him to play in the top six. And he's done incredibly well. Last year, he had high 20 goals, high 50s for points. He's on pace for similar numbers this year. He's incredibly skilled. He just needed ice time. Kind of like Slafkovský in Montreal. Once he got the ice time and once he matured and filled out a little bit, got used to the league, he started to do much better. So good for him. Good for New York. It's a really good deal. I think it's going to age really well. I think it'll be kind of similar to the Jack Hughes deal, where at the time it may seem like a little much, but because it's such a long-term deal, he'll grow into it really well. So I do expect this deal to age well for New York, especially because Kreider and Panarin are both aging. They're both approaching their mid-30s. I think Kreider already is mid-30s, but Panarin's like 32, 33 at this point. which is insane to say. Didn't he like just win the Calder at like 26 or however old he was?
He was 2016 season, sorry.
Yeah, because he was 25 at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Rangers, as we've mentioned, are getting older. We, of course, had Jacob Trouba say this might be their last kick of the can. So this deal signifies that they're ready for Lafreniere to lead the next wave of Ranger contention.
Yeah, I really like this deal, to be honest. Laf's point per game to start the year through 8 games, very early sample size, but he has been showing up when it matters. The only thing maybe I don't like about Laf's game right now is he's not playing top power play. He hasn't like forced his way onto the Rangers top power play yet. I believe it's Panarin, Fox, Kreider, Trocheck, and
Zibanejad.
That would be it. Yep. Would be nice if he could find a way onto that top spot, but he's now paid to be like the top guy on the Rangers once all these top dogs leave, because eventually it's going to happen. They're getting old. And he is now paid, once they kind of one or two of them fall out of the forward group specifically, he will be the go-to guy probably in New York, and he will start playing like it. And he's only going to be making $7.45 million was the exact number in a growing cap, which is a very good and reasonable number. And I think it's fair to say like Laf is going to be like an 80-point guy in his prime.
Yeah, he's not going to be a problem. Well, you never know. I mean, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins scored 100 points a few years ago. And 100 points isn't what it used to be with all the amount of people. Crazy how far we come in 10 years from Jamie Benn leading the league with 87 points to now the 150-point getters that we see. But yeah, I do think it's an important point you raised about the cap going up. The cap's going to be at $100 million in a few years. So 7.45, Nathan, what's the percentage of that in the cap? It's very easy, 7.45% in the cap. So that's some math.
I had to think on that one for a second. Yeah. Not a math guy.
No, I'm very much not a math guy. I cherry picked that stat specifically because it's easy math. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the cap's rising. I saw today a TSN article, Craig Button, who isn't like a genius, but he had Lafreniere on the fourth line for Canada's Four Nations team. I don't think that'll happen, but it's Don Sweeney, so you never know. He isn't very smart.
We're gonna have to have a Four Nations talk really soon. Maybe next week because we've had some names pop up that are really surprising in my opinion.
Also, it's really stupid the way they're doing it. Rosters are released December 1st, and it's not till February.
It's December 1st, really?
Yeah, it's either that or the 2nd. It's really stupid.
Okay, like, so we're gonna have a lot to talk about with that. Yeah. Recently, we got to get some predictions going out.
I know
that, probably
we will. And it's so stupid because, like, I think before this season, you would have thought Zach Hyman would have made the team, but he's been snake bitten.
Well, he probably will just because it's McDavid.
Well, McDavid's hurt.
Okay. Well, I don't think McDavid's going to be out.
No, it's a week or two from what I've heard. Ankle sprain, I think. But, so we'll have to do that. I'm really looking forward to this. Like, I don't know what your memories of Soshi are because I know you're younger than I am.
I remember Soshi. What was 3 a.m. gold medal game, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I taped it. I recorded it.
I woke up for it. I remember we had a party at my place the previous night. I went to bed at like 10 and woke up at like 3.
That's awesome. Watch it. Like, I remember I was in grade 7. I was I predicted it with my friend Jack Harborough, my guy. I hope you're doing okay. I haven't talked to you in like 10 years, but I did a prediction with him and it was so cool. We were so close. I think I had Claude Giroux making the team because remember, Stamkos was going to go and then he couldn't go. And that was a big controversy because Martin St. Louis wasn't on the team yet. And Soshi was so fun. And that team was so good. I remember the first game against Norway. It was on during the school day.
Mm-hmm.
And during lunch, I had to beg one of the monitors. I don't know if you guys had monitors, but people who would like supervise the playground to check the score on her phone. And she did. And it was 3-1 Canada. And I remember who scored? And she's like, Jamie Benn. And I was like, who the fuck's Jamie Benn? And then Jamie Benn. I still remember Jamie Benn, Drew Doughty, Shea Weber were the goal scorers. So I love the Olympics.
I remember almost the women's game more than the men's game, the gold medal game.
I watched because it was midday.
I think it was midday. I was at school.
Me too.
And I think during like recess, they had it. One of the teachers put it on in his classroom and let people in and watch. And I was watching it in there.
Same deal with me. They did it. We had it in one room and we were a little ahead of the room across from us. So we saw Poulin, I'm pretty sure, score the overtime winner. And then we looked across.
She tied it and then also won it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I missed that, but I saw the overtime winner. I saw the class beside us react too, which was fun.
Anyways, we'll probably start Four Nations talk next week because we'll need something to do talk about. We'll probably start with a roster prediction for one team.
I'm going all in on that because I love something I've really fallen in love with this past 2 years is international soccer because they do it so well. Because it's like every couple of months. And it's really fun because Canada actually is good now for the first time in my life, or last couple of years they have been. And I can't wait for this. I truly can't wait.
It'll be fun. Next contract, Jake McCabe, 5 years, $4.51 million per season. Acquired him before the 2023 trade deadline. I remember you guys weren't as high on this trade as I was. I actually really liked it for the Leafs at the time. This contract, though, I'm not so sure about, I'll say. But I'll let you go first, as always.
It's okay. Remember, there's deferred money in this one. This is a Seth Jarvis. It's not a lot. It's like a 200K difference. So it's not very much. But when you're up against a cap like the Leafs are every year, makes some difference. It's fine because I pay attention to the Leafs because they're everywhere and they have a lot of fans and they're all over Twitter. They love him. He is basically, he's replaced Jake Muzzin, which they needed desperately. So he's stabilized their second pair. He plays with Ekman Larson. And as we know, Ekman Larson ain't very good defensively. And he makes Ekman Larson look way, way better than he did in Vancouver. He can play both sides. He's a left shot that can play the right side and actually play it well, which is rare. They like him there. And the money's fine. 4.5, whatever it is. That'll do. The question is term. 5 years for, I think he's 32.
31, I saw.
Okay, 31. So he'll be 36. That's kind of old.
Just turned 31.
That's kind of old to be giving out a five-year deal. But then again, they just gave Chris Tanev a six-year deal at age 34. Although I think with that one, there's kind of an understanding that if his body's broken at 38, they'll just let him LTIR, which is a distinct possibility.
Apparently the league's looking really hard into that one.
Oh, please, 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 please. I think Chris Tanev, if he's injured quite often, I think this is a high possibility. The thing is with the Leafs, I don't want to say their window because I say it about 18 times a show, but it's really the next few years are important to them because Tavares is, even though we played really well yesterday against Winnipeg, he's on the steep decline. He's not worth $11 million. It remains to be seen if he's going to take a $4 or $5 million deal to stick around. Even at that point, he really shouldn't be playing above third line center or second line left wing. Nylander signed a big expensive extension. He's a good player, but he's not a line driver, I don't think. He's not like a Matthews who can drive the line. Matthews, after this year, has 2 years left. All right, is he going to resign after that? I don't know.
Is it two or is it three?
No, 3 years. It's three. It's three, right, because it kicked in this year. So he's got 3 years left. If there's more playoff failure, is he going to want to tie his kite to this team any longer? I don't know. And by the time that contract is up, McCabe's going to be old. He's not going to be as productive. Tanev's going to be old, really old. He's not going to be as productive. They don't have a ton of good prospects. Their winger depth is suspect because Nick Robertson hasn't worked out. So we'll see. This move is about maximizing the next 3 years because he's a really important part of their team, and that's why they did it. Maximize the 3 years.
Mm-hmm. I like signing money-wise. I think it's good. I like McCabe as a player for the Leafs. I just don't like the term. Tree living has this weird tendency to hand out a lot of term to defensemen. Have you noticed that?
Giordano, years ago.
Uyghur, most recently.
Okay, that one's fine.
He was like 30 when he signed it, and he signed him 8 years. 30 or 31, I believe. And he signed him 8 years. So.
He gave OEL a four-year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, which...
Dubas signed Riley, so can't do that one. Who else did he sign?
Tanev for 6 years at 34. Yep. Really weird. I'm trying to think of other defensive Flames defensive.
Like
did he give
Calgary.
TJ Brody? TJ
oh,
Brody.
No, bro. He signed Brody in Calgary, but not Toronto. That was a Dubas move.
Yeah. No, I was trying to think if he signed him to money in Calgary. That was weird.
Some money. He would have had to pay him because he was good in Calgary.
It wasn't a weird term though, because I guess he was younger then. So
yeah.
But I don't know. This is a trend to notice with tree living, maybe. Old defenseman, older defenseman getting term.
He hasn't been there that long, and Toronto fans don't love him.
No.
Now, Toronto fans are fickle, but they don't love him there. Because of the Reeves contract, John Klingberg, that didn't work. So, I mean, he's been able to sign his guys. The interesting one I'm looking for, we know Tavares will probably stick around at a discount. What's going to happen with Mitch Marner?
Yeah.
How long are they going to let this drag? Because the media is not going to let up.
Oh, it'll be like the Pettersson situation last year.
And remember, his agent is Darren Ferris, who's notorious for walking guys to free agency. Remember his last negotiation, 2019, September, how difficult it was? Kyle Dubas literally had to say, as Marner was holding out a training camp, no more questions on this, guys. It gets done when it gets done. And then he got it done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Marner's pretty sensitive. He doesn't like it when the media talks about this kind of stuff. So, we'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah, that's all I got on the McCabe. Last one we will talk about. Brad Marsh, well, Freeman comes out with a report saying that the Bruins and Marchand are close on an extension. Going to come in around like 3 years. AAV, I don't think, was disclosed. But then Marchand, after the game, gets asked about it. And he's like, Freeman loves talking about me this week, because there was some, I forget what else they were talking about him in the
maybe week. It was Four Nations related.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was something, but he's like, no, I don't like keeping my, I don't like talking about contract with the media, but that report is false. So I'm curious what's going on there.
I think he's just fucking with him. I think they're close. He just doesn't want to admit it. Remember Marchand, he doesn't get along with Sportsnet. Remember the thing he did with Kyle Bukauskas a few years ago, where he like gave a one word answer and then like left his interview like on the ice. And he likes to fuck around with people, Marchand, on and off the ice. I don't doubt Friedman. Friedman's number one in the game for a reason. He's probably right. It'll get announced in the next couple of weeks, I bet. 3 year deal, I guess that's fine. I mean, he's getting pretty old, but he's a player who I expect to still be productive even as he ages. But yeah, he's just screwing with him. That's my opinion.
What I heard Friedman kind of backtrack, I was listening to 32 Thoughts yesterday, the new episode, and he was saying that it's like like he thought he was close on the term, but it might be 2 years instead of three that the Bruins want, and the Marchand wants three. And they're kind of bickering back and forth about that, the term on it. But I mean, if you're the Bruins, what's the third year going to hurt? If he's hurt, you're going to just LTIR him. Like,
yeah. And he's a legend of the franchise. Like, you can accept one bad year of Marchand.
Yeah.
Especially because we know Bruins aren't going to be cup contenders in 3 years unless something magical happens.
Yeah. Good point. Unless Swayman is just like that good of a goalie.
No, it hasn't started well.
Well, okay, I knew everyone needs to relax about this. I knew this was going to happen. When you don't get in training camp, you always start slow. Like, every player goes through this, in my opinion. I can't think of one scenario where a guy sat out in camp and started well. Maybe, I think the only one I can maybe think of is Jason Robertson, I believe 2 years ago now. I think he had a pretty good start to his year after sitting out in camp, so.
Yeah, because Tkachuk didn't play very well. We all know about Hughes and Pettersson. Yeah, doesn't usually, of course, Nylander was out till December and then had a horrible season. So, yeah, it's beneficial to have a training camp for sure.
And with that, I think that leaves off.
Actually, can I have one more segment?
Okay, go ahead.
It's on Pittsburgh. I was at the Penguins Canuck game over the weekend. I got to see Sidney Crosby live in person, as I had wanted to do for years, because he's one of my favorite athletes of all time. And it was so cool being up by the warm-up glass, watching him throw pucks over the glass and then have like a 40-year-old steal it and then him give him like a death stare and then have the 40-year-old give it to the kid. That was pretty funny. It's really cool to see him in person. He still looks pretty good. He's not what he was, obviously, but the team around him is just so bad. Penguins go out to a 2-0 lead. They look decent. And then Canucks score three goals in 65 seconds, whatever it was. And they look so bad, Pittsburgh. They look horrible. They have no depth. Carlson, sadly,'s done. He needs a proper partner because Macro is looking at doing it. He looks horrendous defensively. He's no longer outscoring his problems. Crosby didn't look particularly great. They can't keep the puck out of their own net. I think I'm calling it, Nathan. I think this is the end of Crosby in the playoffs if he sticks around in Pittsburgh. They just look terrible. And they look defeated. Mike Sullivan, I think, has lost the room. I think his expiry date is hit because now it's been 9 years since he was hired there. It's a long time. Those Cups were a while ago, man. They haven't had any success in a long time. So I think the writing's on the wall here, Nathan. I think that long run of Sid, Gino, and Letang, who also looks terrible, is done. And I was hoping the Penguins would do well this year, which makes me quite sad that Crosby's last years are probably going to be on a non-playoff team.
One thing I noticed about this game specifically, the Penguins started out pretty decent. I don't know, like it was 2-0. Like they didn't look bad, but the second half of that, like after the first period of that game, they did not look like a good team. They got outplayed, and it's weird the score was only 4-3 because Vancouver looked so much better in that game than the second last 2 periods. They just looked like slow. I know it was the second night of a back to back, so their legs and they're
Yeah,
an
with
older team. It,
travel, like heading
yeah.
from the Vancouver, so fine, but like this, they have no depth. Like Puljujärvi was on the second line,
I
they're
think I'll
playing
say
Nola Jarry.
this. Mike Sullivan will be the first head coach to be fired. I will say that now.
Maybe Dubas loves him. He's had two chances to fire him now, in off season after he got there, and the off season after last season, like he loves him.
It seems like he's lost the room a bit. And I was noticing people on Twitter were, I don't know if you saw it at the game, but his line combinations were changing like every shift,
Yeah.
apparently, at
Well,
one
he
point.
has to throw everything at the wall. Like, I read that Crosby and Malkin, and I saw this at the game. They played together for the first time in like 12 years.
Yeah, they
Like,
were.
that never happens. But I think the writing's on the wall here, peeps.
Okay, wraps up the NHL talk. We'll move to the MLB World Series. Dodgers lead 3-0. As Jays fans, me and Joseph are very happy because we get to see the Yankees crumble and we love it.
It's bittersweet.
Are the Yankees almost like in over their head in this series? Because let me explain this, because they had objectively one of the easiest paths of all time to the World Series. They got the, what was it, the Tigers? No, they played the Royals, who overachieved this year, probably, I'll say, even though I kind of was high on them. To many people's standards, they overachieved. One wild card round on the road in Baltimore, and then one it took a game from the Yankees, and then they played the Guardians, who not many team like the Guardians were a good team this year, but it's just like they don't play the style of baseball that fans like. They don't get much media attention. They're basically like a Jose Ramirez led team, along with like some hits from like Stephen Kwan and stuff like that. But then they get to the World Series and they play the Dodgers, who had a very tough road, in my opinion. They played the Padres, who I was talking to my buddy about this last night. That might have just been the World Series, that series right there.
I know.
And then they got the Mets,
Who are also
who
good.
were also good. So,
Yeah, and that was a hard series.
yes.
Like, that was a long series. It was emotional. I totally see what you mean here.
That's kind of, I don't know, like, are the. Are,
Well,
We
think
still got
about
game
it.
four, like,
Nathan, it's over. It's over.
yeah.
I totally agree with you with the playoff stuff, but I even want to put it back further because they weren't even playing that well towards the end of the regular season, the Yankees. Like, their fan base was kind of in revolt. They didn't really do anything at the trade deadline outside of Chisholm. And did they need Chisholm? Did they need him? I would have got another couple pitchers because their bullpen ain't very good. Outside of Gerrit Cole, their starters, they started Clark Schmidt yesterday in game three of the World Series.
I don't think their starter. I think their starter is pretty good. I
Not good
do think
enough.
their bullpen lacks depth.
Not good enough. I mean, Stanton has been their best player, bar none. Judge has been a ghost. He already before this playoffs had a kind of a reputation as being a bit of a playoff fraud. It's tripled or quadrupled. I think he's batting. Hold on, I have the lineups right here.
I think he's batting .140 in the playoffs.
No. Well, this might be World Series, but yeah, it's definitely World Series. He's batting .083.
I
083.
think he's a .140 in the playoffs.
I'll just pull it up right now because I have it here. But 083 postseason. Yeah, .140, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, 580 OPS.
How many strikeouts?
Bad. I don't know if it'll tell me, but a lot.
I'll try and find the strikeouts, but I know I want to see how, what's his strikeout rate? Like, or his percentage, I wonder. Because It's not good, I know.
Hold on, I'll pull it up.
Aaron Judge,
oh, you pricks. You're making me do this. Okay.
They're 20
hiding
strikeouts.
They are hiding it.
20 strikeouts in 54 plate appearances.
So that's what, like 30%? No, less.
Isn't it more?
I can't do it. I can't do it, Nathan. I can't do it. I can't do the math.
Isn't it like 40?
Yeah, 2 for 5 is 40. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
but
not
40%
good.
Strikeout rate. And I'm also looking at the lineup, and this is just World Series numbers. Gleyber Torres, 182. Juan Soto, 300. That's good. Judge, 083. Chisholm, 231. Mediocre. Stanton, 308. That's good, but he's ancient and can't run. Like, that third base coach who sent him yesterday.
Oh, my God.
He needs to be sent to Guantanamo Bay. Like, that was woof. Woof,
Maron. I was like, what are you thinking? Like, I know Teo doesn't have, like, the greatest arm.
Yes,
but...
he does. He's known for his arm. His arm is by far his best.
Oh, yes.
Quality.
No, sorry. I'm getting him mixed up with Lourdes. Yes, he does have a good arm.
Lourdes' arm is good too. Are you
what?
On crack?
What? Am I tripping? I always
it's
thought
been,
one
I
of
know
them
it's been
was
a
like.
Few years. They both have good arms. They're just their baseball or their outfield IQ is like -5. Like,
okay.
It's just Gurriel's slow. Like, you should have seen, oh God, the people like should have seen my reaction when he thought it was Gurriel. That's the only reason Gurriel was in left field, was because he could throw. He had no range. No instincts, shitty glove, but he could throw. That's the whole reason we acquired Varsho, was because they were so shit defensively. Remember that?
Yeah.
But yes, what was I saying? Something intelligent, probably. The third base coach.
Him. Yeah,
I would have sent Alejandro Kirk before I would have sent Giancarlo Stanton. And that's not hyperbole. I would have sent myself. Actually, I could be pretty fast.
You're faster than Judge, you're faster than Giancarlo, I think. That's not hard to do.
Yeah. Okay, I'm still going through the lineup. 800-year-old Anthony Rizzo, 250, 788 OPS. If you
playing
get
with,
that,
playing with
get
broken
that out
fingers.
Of, sure. No, so no home runs, but 250, I'll take it. Especially at his age. Anthony Volpes looked horrible. Terrible at bats. 083. Austin Wells at catcher. I know catcher isn't catcher's not like a juggernaut offensive position. You gotta take what you can get. 100 batting average. Alex Verdugo.
He's bad. Yeah.
Alex Verdugo, 200, and that's boosted by his garbage time home run yesterday. So, like, this is horrible. Like, Boone will keep his job, obviously. He made the World Series. But what frauds? Like, they have to rely on Luis Gil today. That's our starter. Although Kasparius is the Dodgers, and
I think
the
it's
bell.
Bullpen day for the Dodgers. Am I not mistaken?
Fuck, I hate that. What happened to the game I love? There's too many bullpen games. Like, I'm just looking at his stats here. Fuck, he is a bullpen guy. I hate this. Like,
if the Yankees get one tonight, I could see this going six.
Well, that reminds me of that 2018 NBA meme. If LeBron plays out of his mind, Kevin Love turns back the clock, J.R. Smith shoots 45%, and like Matthew Dellavedova locks down Curry, I could see the Warriors winning in 5 games. Well, because remember, that was one of the worst finals I've ever seen.
Well, you're talking 2017?
18.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Because no
Kyrie.
You
said
point.
Like 2016. I'm like, 2016? What are you talking
no,
about?
No, 18, 18.
Okay.
But that was funny. But yeah, I mean, it's over. I know it's Yankee Stadium, so maybe they can win today. I mean, if they lose today, Yankee Stadium could be a bloodbath.
I was going to say, like, if they lose and they get swept in the World Series, like, what's the fan base reaction going to be? Are they going to get booed off the field?
They're going to get shit thrown at them. This is the most privileged, easy ride fan base they've ever had, or in baseball, outside of the Dodgers. Like, God, I hate the Dodgers, and I'm so happy this is happening. So what a conundrum.
Shohei definitely looks very hurt, though.
Can't swing. Yeah. He's got some kind of... Like when you pop out a shoulder, you don't just pop it back in and you're chilling. There's strains.
He'll probably need surgery, from what I can like. From
or
what
I've like
seen.
A brace of some kind.
Well, he's been wearing one. When he's not like hitting, he's wearing a brace.
I know, but he's playing and he was swinging. Like I read that he hit a ball 102 miles an hour the other day, so he can swing.
Even like when he was on base, I saw him holding his arm like or his left arm. So he's like this. So he's holding it like shirt like this the entire time.
Yeah. Well, if I'm the Dodgers, I say, Shohei, thank you for the great season. You're never stealing a base again. Or no more than 20 stolen bases. You're too valuable.
Ah,
especially if because he's going to pitch next year, right?
Yep.
So I would say
he'll no down. he'll go back down to like 30 stolen bases next year, in my opinion. Yeah. They'll tell him to ease up on stealing bases, especially, and I think he'll know that too, considering he's pitching. I think the reason why he stole 50 bases this year, because I think if you look at his stats before, his career high was like 25.
I want to say he had like 30 something in 2021.
I think it's, I can check, but I want to say he's never had 30 stolen bases in a year.
While you're doing that, I just want to read out the Dodgers lineup for tonight.
Okay.
Ohtani's leading off, DHing, 091. We know he's hurt, but he's walking still, and he's still, like, he still scares pitchers. Like, he's still a threat, even if he's a bit of a decoy. Betts has redeemed himself, 273. Freddie Freeman's on track to be World Series MVP. 3 home runs. He's been great. Very happy for Teoscar with his home run, 333 average. Muncy's hitless, which is interesting. Kike Hernandez in center field. He's all right. I could see them moving on from him after this year. Look for an upgrade. Gavin Lux has been crap. Will Smith has been worse. But Tommy Edman's been really good. So what more can you really want? Like, Freeman's carrying them a little bit. And Betts has got his shit together.
Ohtani's career high in stolen bases before this year is 26.
Okay.
And then he just exploded for 59 this year. Like,
yeah, because he's fast. It's literally weird how he's good at everything.
Yeah.
Except for defense.
He'll go, probably go back down to like that number, like 30 stolen bases, because they'll probably say, hey, cut out the running a little bit. Hey. And he knows that too.
Cut out the gambling. Just kidding.
Part of the reason he was so good this year was because he wasn't pitching. So they're just like, all right, do what you want. Not going to hurt you, probably.
Yep. Here's another scapegoat.
Is that what you want to wrap up with for MLB?
I think now that I'm like thinking about it, I think Yankees are going to win tonight, and then they'll wrap it up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, NFL. Try and rip through this. Rams Vikings. Missed face mask. I don't know if you saw. Kind of bullshit.
I did.
I don't think it affected the game too much tremendously, but oh well. My Seahawks got fucking destroyed by the Bills. Holy shit, we shot ourselves in the foot all game. Like, it wasn't even the Bills necessarily beating us. It was all mental and, like, Seahawks mistakes. Did you see their center?
No.
They had the ball inside the Bills' 5-yard line twice. Do you know how many points they scored?
0.
3.
Wow.
Because
that's not good.
Their center snaps it over Geno and Kenneth Walker's head on the first drive. Kenneth Walker gets it. He actually picked it up back at like the 20 or the 25, ran back to his like 30, and then got it back up to like the 20. But like lost how many, like 15, 20 yards there. Then the next drive, they get an interception. They start at the 5. They get it down to the 1, I believe, on the first play. And then they have 3 plays to get it in. Run, rejected. And then the next play, their center steps on Geno's foot and he falls on his ass and then just gets touched on the ground. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? They had 2 defensive players like start fighting each other on the sidelines because of one took a roughing the passer call, which was really stupid. And then it was not good. They shot themselves in the foot all game.
Who was the player who actually, this might be something else, but I saw a clip online of Jared Goff pump fake so well that the defender thought he still had the ball and he just destroyed him. And then he got like roughing the passer penalty. Or was that like an old game?
Was this the Titans game?
This might have been the Titans game.
I wasn't really watching this one, to be honest, but Browns Ravens. Hey.
Heyo.
Famous Jameis. Yeah, he's back. They actually look decent, their offense. Surprise, surprise, because you don't have Deshaun.
Well,
Colts Texans. Anthony Richardson benched today after this game.
I think it's because of his comments. I wasn't hurt. I was just tired.
Okay. I think that plays a part.
You don't say that out loud. Like, it's not even ridiculous. If you're out of gas, it's hard to do like a 60-yard throw or whatever it is. If you don't have it in the tank, you shouldn't be out there. But you don't say that. Ugh. Woof. Not on. Like we were saying in the season show, that Anthony Richardson makes the 50-yard throws look easy and makes the 6-yard throws look impossible. Like, I don't want to say clock's ticking, but this is an indictment on his career a little bit, that he's being benched and Daniel Jones is still going.
Anthony Richardson, when he got drafted, was such a raw and like insanely freakish level talent, like the flashes you'd seen of him. But he was so raw that, in my opinion, he should have been starting, sitting behind a vet for a year, at least, or like half the year.
Was Matt Ryan still there when he was drafted?
No.
Was that the Rivers year? Because remember they went through like 8 veteran quarterbacks?
No, Richardson was last year only. I believe okay. Their quarterback behind him last year was...
Minshew?
No. Yes. Not... Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Was... okay. That's fine. That's not a terrible situation.
No.
Like, he probably should have just sat.
Whatever.
Fucking Chiefs won again.
Yeah.
Texans
beat them, but they lost Diggs for the year. Could be big for them in their Super Bowl hopes, which is sad because they are my Super Bowl runner-ups. Packers-Jags did not really pay attention to this one. Thought the Packers would blow them out more. Jordan Love got hurt a little bit. Interesting to see because they play the Lions this week. So we'll see if he plays. And they're on the bye the next week after, so I wonder if he will play. Lions-Titans, you texted me this. Jared Goff has like 84 passing yards and they have 50 over 50 points scored. I was like, what? I wasn't really paying too much attention to this game because it started out as like 10-0, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know for sure, but it was like I saw it on the ticker and I looked at the quarterback stats first and it was like Jared Goff like 15 for 18 with 85 yards. I'm like, okay, he's dinking and dunking all game. He probably has a small lead. And then I see 52-14. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I think they had a pick six in there. A punt return.
The special teams play was like absurd from the line. Like, I think the Texans special teams were just so shit. Apparently, I was listening to one of my podcasts today. I think if there wasn't one holding call on one of the punt returns, Khalif Raymond would have had the punt returns yard record in a game.
That's funny. Which is funny because punt returns are dead, essentially. Mm-hmm. So good for him. Good for the Lions. Good for my guy, Dan Campbell. Good for Jared Goff.
Lions do look really scary, I will say. Falcons, Bucks. Didn't really watch any of this one, to be honest. I have no input.
Hey, Falcons, Kirk Cousins. He's proven him wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Primetime Kirk, baby.
Pats, Jets.
Michael Penis. Not going to play.
Pats, Jets. It somehow gets worse for the Jets, and I don't know where they go from here.
This one I saw. I saw the end of this game. I saw that defense, which is my defense in fantasy, get shredded at the end by, what's his name? Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, no, because May got hurt, right?
Yeah, because he can't protect himself. He doesn't know how to slide. He thinks he's Tua Tagovailoa. But I saw Jacoby Brissett throw the ball to Kendrick Bourne, of all people, multiple times, shredding Sauce Gardner, who's a fraud, apparently, this year. And I saw a funny tweet saying, your name is no longer Sauce. It's Ahmad again. You are Ahmad Gardner. So that was funny. But yeah, I love this. I love seeing Aaron Rodgers get humiliated because you can't blame the defense when you score 16 points or whatever it was.
Well, it was 22 today, but...
Okay, 22, whatever. That's not enough to win.
No.
It should be enough to... I mean, it should be enough to beat the Patriots. But like, yeah. Take that, Rodgers, you fraud.
Oh, sorry. I got a yawn coming in. Speaking of Mr. CTE, Tua, though, they dropped their game return with him to the Cardinals.
Right, he did play.
Late.
Did he play well? I didn't even look at that.
Tua, he went 28 for 38 with 234 yards and one touchdown.
How many times did he get sacked?
Just one. He also added 3 rushes for 13 yards. I saw one rush where he was going and he actually slid and the Dolphins fans gave him a huge cheer.
What a concept.
Yeah. No, the Cardinals are now in first in the NFC West.
Good for them.
It's 4
finally getting rid of Kingsbury.
It's a 3-way tie at 4-4 between them, the Niners, and the Seahawks, and then the Rams are 3-4. Wide open division. We'll see. The Seahawks next 3 weeks their next 5 weeks are incredibly key because they go Cardinals, Niners, or no, Rams, Niners, Cardinals, space. I think it's the Jets in that time, and then it's Cardinals again, so we'll see. Eagles, Bengals. Didn't see much of this one. Joseph is off the screen. I'll come back to this because we'll talk about his Bengals. Chargers, Saints, did not see like any of this one. The Saints are frauds. I loved how everyone was saying they were going to be good, and now they've lost 6 straight. So they are, and Joseph is back. Okay, Joseph, I just skipped over your Bengals. What would you like to say after the 20-point loss?
Just the defense caved. Mm. And Burrow with a dumb pass. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't the season, clearly.
No. We had the play of the season, though, as the Commanders defeated the Bears on a Hail Mary.
Good Lord. I mean, that is inexcusable. I can't remember the guy's name.
Tyreek Stevenson, I believe
it was. Is he good? Is he supposed to be good?
Not really.
I mean, I know it's the Bears, so he can't be that good. But good Lord. I mean, that's inexcusable in middle school. You play till the clock hits zero, man. Good Lord. It's pathetic. I'd sit him. I'd scratch him. I'd healthy scratch him next game. Now, I don't know if he's good enough for it like to matter. But yeah. Lordy, lordy.
Chiefs beat the Raiders 27-20. Mahomes becomes the fastest quarterback to reach 30,000 passing yards. He did it in 103 games. Chiefs still undefeated. I'm a little worried about this, but
they're not frauds, obviously, but the luck they have is ridiculous. Like, this was Travis Kelce's first good game in like a year. Well, not a year, but all season. Like, ridiculous how good he was this game, and he's been such ass constantly. Like, it bothered me how good he was today or the other day. So screw him. We're going to get another Taylor Swift Super Bowl. Damn it.
Yeah, probably. Broncos, Panthers. Bryce Young was back. He looked a little bit better, I think. I didn't see much of this one, but from what it sounded like, he looked a little bit better. But it doesn't matter. Broncos are 5-3 somehow. I don't understand it.
Best case scenario for Young is a Justin Fields scenario.
Sure. And then the Niners beat the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. I actually didn't really I should have watched this. I don't know why I didn't just chose not to.
I was with Zach Clark, so I didn't get to see. I checked occasionally. I was like, oh, Cowboys are doing pretty well. And then they weren't.
Yeah, and then they made a bit of a late push and couldn't get it done. And then Russ is back, dude. I'm convinced. I've seen it for two straight weeks. Russ is back.
Okay.
You see that throw he had to Pickens into double coverage along the sidelines? That was prime Russ.
Let's not discount that he's with a real coach and not Sean Payton and Nathaniel Hackett. So, you know, let's remember that his situation is better. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't as bad as he looked, even though I am a Russ hater. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens come playoff time. Because they'll probably make it because the Browns aren't going to. Or not the Browns, the Bengals.
Yeah. And with that will lead into today's trade we had of Deontay Johnson going to the Baltimore Ravens from Carolina. The Panthers are sending Johnson and a sixth for a fifth in return. And they traded, I think, Johnson and a seventh to Pittsburgh in the offseason for a sixth. So it's basically they're upgrading a pick. It's like they traded, I don't know, they got a fifth and a seventh out of it, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It's cool. It's a little weird.
It's a wash.
So. Yeah, it's a wash.
Good. I mean, Carolina season's over.
Yeah.
And Johnson's good, so it'll help him.
He wasn't signing in the offseason. Go get your asset, right? Do whatever you want. But
sorry, I'm blanking. Who was he traded to?
The Ravens.
Ravens, right. So yeah, that's good for him. Because Mark Andrews isn't what he used to be.
And, well, hey, he's been turning up.
I know he has, but he's not 100 reception Mark Andrews like he used to be. And Zay Flowers is all right. I mean, they need a depth at wide receiver, and this is a good deal for them because he was really good for Pittsburgh a few years ago.
Yeah. I brought this up in my fantasy football chat today. I maybe worded it bad in there. I said, is it almost a bad thing they traded for Deontay Johnson? That's not what I meant by it. I basically said, I was basically saying there is no excuse for the Ravens to not make the Super Bowl now.
Mm.
The argument for years has been Lamar has not had good weapons around him. He has Derrick Henry. He has Zay Flowers. He now has Deontay Johnson. He's got Bateman, who's that's a quality number three. He's got Andrews, and he's got Likely as his tight ends. He has no excuse anymore. He has the weapons. He's
got a good O-line.
He has the offense tailored to how he wants to have the offense tailored, where he can throw the ball and run it. The defense is now the question because their pass rush is a little bit worse this year. But there's no excuse now. If they don't get there this year, I'm not sure we will ever see the Ravens get there.
Yeah, will we see Harbaugh go if they flame out in the first round? Maybe.
That's a possibility, but
he's
like,
been around a long
I think,
time.
I think they're getting to the I weirdly think it's going to be a Bills-Ravens championship game.
Maybe.
But they also could match up on the same side, so.
We don't know. We just don't know. I mean, Lamar has to... He was our only hope last year. Captain Lamarica, as it was, to save us from the Chiefs Super Bowl, and he failed. So, hopefully he can redeem himself.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in that. I'm leaning Bills or Ravens as my pick in the AFC right now. I still want to take the Texans because they were my original pick, and I still think it's possible. I just like what I've seen more from the Bills and the Ravens recently.
Fair enough.
And you can never discount the Chiefs because it's the Chiefs.
Sadly not. As much as I'd like to.
You want to go to the NBA now? That wraps up that week?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. What do you got any take? I'll start with one thing. Everyone, like, I know it's mainly been in our basketball group chat. The Lakers glaze. It's got to stop. The J.J. Redick glaze has to stop, guys. Like,
yeah,
relax.
I agree.
West, yes, he can draw up plays. Congrats. Let's see it sustained. Salute.
God, Darvinham.
Let's see it sustained a little bit, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree. Let's calm down a bit. Like, they're not playing like fantastic teams. Like, they just lost yesterday to a real team in Phoenix. So it's all chill out. We know LeBron, he needs support at this stage of his career if they want to make a run. AD's been reasonably healthy for the past while, so we'll see. Bronny should be starting the G League shuttle if he hasn't already.
After the road trip, he will.
Okay. I would have thought they would have at least tried to get him his first bucket. I know he played that one game.
He still could get in garbage time on the road trip. Like, it's still possible.
Isn't that crazy how he's like not good enough for anything but garbage time? I don't know. I'm hating a little bit on the kid, but just bugs me.
One thing I'm actually gonna, I think I'm gonna bring up in this this week. I think Giannis is about to get traded.
Maybe. I mean,
have you heard his comments recently?
No.
He said in training camp, he's like, "Yeah, I think I might get traded if we don't win a championship this year." Like, you're a star player.
A
you don't say that unless you like. No, he was dead serious apparently. And then I believe there was something he said over the weekend too. I can't remember. I'm trying to like scroll through the score and see like if it was on there. Yes, okay. He now voiced they lost to the Nets on Sunday. And he said, "We don't have an identity right now." Like, he just keeps like negatively talking about the team and stuff, and this feels weird to me.
Well, it's odd. It's been odd since Adrian Griffin was fired for no reason. They were, what, 30-13? And then they bring in arguably the biggest fraud in coaching history in Doc Rivers, and it's all downhill from there.
So their record with Adrian Griffin is 30-13. Their record with Doc Rivers since, minus, I don't think it includes playoffs, 18-21.
Horrible.
Yeah.
For a team with the talent they have. And Lillard, you can't use the "I'm new here" excuse this year. You've got a full offseason to prepare. You've got a full season under your belt. We need Dame time. Middleton ain't coming back the way he was.
Trying to pull up Lillard's stats throughout the first couple games. He is averaging 28-6-6 on 47-30% from the three, 92 from free throw. It's been all right, but 30% from three is not Dame like numbers.
Seems to me like he's a bit of a free throw merchant here.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Like he's kind of a weird player where I think he's not egotistical isn't the right word, but I think he needs to be the guy. Because he was the guy. He was never not the guy in Portland. And he's never going to be the guy if Giannis is there. So I wonder if that was the right fit for him. Because we all know he wanted Phoenix, right?
No, he won in Miami.
Miami, that's right. But I don't
even,
know.
Even then, would he have been the guy? Jimmy Butler, sir.
I think he would have.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy would have deferred to him.
I'm trying to think. Anything else crazy from the first week?
I'm just quickly Raptors. They look all right. I mean, they blew a lead the other day, and that was kind of sad, but I have no expectations. I mean, Grady's look nice. Scotty's look good. Barrett's back.
What's up with Scotty,
quickly.
By the way? What's this injury? Concussion?
I don't know. I haven't seen. I know he's not playing today, but maybe it's just they want to rest him. Because I know he had ankle stuff in the preseason.
They don't play today. They play tomorrow. But...
Oh, okay. Odd.
I know it looked like I know he got hit in the face. I'm just like, is it a concussion? Like I couldn't figure out what the injury actually was, but
I don't know. Guess we'll never know. I need quickly to come back. I can't have Davion Mitchell as my starting point guard.
Yeah.
He's fine as a backup, but you know.
Cavs undefeated, Celtics undefeated.
OKC, I think Joe Mazzulla might be one of those psychopaths or sociopaths.
He might
see his quotes.
Yeah.
Like,
what's
a rule that you'd add? Biting. Draymond Green wants to know your location.
Hey, Steve Kerr, I'm going to request a trade to Boston. Please trade me there.
Imagine. I don't even get the sense Draymond would be that good of a fighter. Because he's always jumping people. No one's actually ever squared off with him.
I've always thought about Draymond Green in the WWE.
He'd be good at it. He's a showman.
Yeah.
Draymond versus Big AJ for the World Heavyweight Championship. Special guest referee, the Rizzler.
Yeah, you see he's wrestling too? Yeah.
Well, he used to be.
Yeah,
I know the lore. He used to be, but he's not WWE. He's the other one. He's the other company.
All Elite,
whatever Chris Jericho's doing nowadays. But, yeah.
Did I tell you that I'm going to the Survivor Series at Rogers?
You took out a second mortgage for it. Wow, because I heard they were ridiculous prices.
I'm getting dragged into it a little bit. I think I'm only paying like half a ticket.
So how much is that? Like 500?
150, I think.
Oh, well, what the fuck? I hear I was thinking that it was like $1,000 seats.
No.
Oh, well.
No. I think it was only like 300 for us.
Nice. My brother got pilfered. He's going to see Bedard play in a couple weeks.
Nice.
So.
I'm still thinking about which Canucks. I'm thinking the Caps game is going to be the one I'm going to come over for.
Yeah. The Penguins tickets were expensive. Jesus.
The Caps aren't actually that bad, surprisingly. I don't think.
For now. Ovechkin's not scoring. Watch that. He, I think, has two goals and one's an empty netter.
Yeah.
So.
I don't really care. I just need to see Ovi play, to be honest. Like, I need to say I've seen the game's greatest goal scorer play in person.
Yep. I needed that with Crosby. And I saw McDavid as rookie year.
I still need to see Crosby. I saw McDavid in the playoffs last year, who looked like a fraud in that game. But
which game was that again, by the way? I can't remember. What happened game five?
JT Miller scores 30 seconds left to win it.
Right. Okay.
And McDavid, I'm not even trying to like say this slam on McDavid. He was pretty invincible all night.
Invincible?
Like, he did not. Did I say what?
Yeah,
you
said invincible. Invisible. I know what you mean.
Sorry,
just ragging
but
you.
He was not that good that game. He was not really generating the chances like he should have been.
I don't think he's been healthy in a long time.
Like, why are you playing then? Like,
it's the playoffs. What are you talking about?
Well, then, okay. But like the regular season.
I know.
Why are you playing?
I don't know. Even
this Pettersson thing too, because I think he does, his knee is still bugging him. Why are you playing? I know management's like telling him probably to keep playing, but like, I feel like at this point it's got to be like something that's got to could get surgery done and it'll quick tidy fix it up kind of thing. Go do it. I don't care. Sit out like 3 weeks if you have to fix this thing. But like, then again, Miller's also kind of banged up, so it's, I don't know.
Do we need to have a Pettersson conversation here soon?
No.
No,
I'm because I'm going to defend him.
Really?
I've said this constantly. If Pettersson has, I'm the biggest Pettersson fan. If he has one fan, it is me.
Yeah.
If he has no fans, it's because I'm dead.
I don't know.
I've been saying this to my
just
buddy,
just so. Quickly because I know we're off of NHL right now, but he's not looking good, Nathan. He looks unconfident. DeBrusk hasn't really worked just yet. I think that's
Miller.
Part of the issue.
He's playing with Miller and Besser.
I know, but the point was DeBrusk would play with him, and that didn't work.
I think they're going to try Joshua Pettersson Garland when they come back.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think, remember, Joshua shot 20% last year.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully fans aren't expecting too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wraps up, I think, everything I gotta say this week. What about you?
There was one funny thing I saw the other day. There's this kid in college. He's Canadian. Olivier Rioux. Rue.
Oh, the yeah. seven, like,
he's
eight guy?
7'9".
Yeah.
He can dunk without moving. Nathan, I am a tall individual. You know this. I'm thinking I have to duck in doorways. My shoes are abnormally large. This guy's 1.5 feet taller than me. How does he function?
This guy is almost 2 feet.
I was reading an article saying that he can't go outside without people mobbing him. like he's some kind of circus freak. Like, this poor guy. And he's over 300 pounds. Like, ugh. I mean, Edie is too, so it's not like
But that. Isn't he, like, really skinny? Like, it's...
I know, but, like, if you're 7'9", you have to be that tall. Otherwise, you'll, like, die. Or you're that heavy. Otherwise, you're screwed. But, man. Sad. Maybe he'll get drafted. Because I know he's played for the, like, U18 national team for Canada. So I wanted to get that in there. See if there's... Maybe he'll be a great star one day. Probably not. That's too tall.
Okay. I think that wraps up everything we need to say this week.
Anything else we need to go over?
Next,
no, I don't think so. I know my Senators are winning.
Yeah. Next week, we will start with the Four Nations. We'll probably do a roster prediction for one of the rosters. Maybe not Canada right away. I feel like we should save them until the end. But
okay.
Figure something out. And then... World Series, I believe, should be over by then. If it does,
I know they don't play on Halloween.
It ends okay. Saturday is the last possible game. So yes, this is the last episode of the MLB being in season. So we will have off season shit to talk about next week. Maybe some predictions of who signs where and shit.
Quickly,
okay.
Random question: was Halloween weekend last weekend or is it this weekend?
I think it's this weekend.
Yeah. It seems like everyone thinks it's last weekend.
I think it's too far out. I think it's too far out last weekend.
Like, I know this year it's a Thursday, so it's a little awkward, but.
I can't even celebrate. I have to work at like 5 a.m.
So do
on
I.
Friday.
Well, not at 5 a.m., but I do have to work that day. But.
So, I think I'm going to go celebrate on the Friday as my Halloween weekend. But.
You got a costume?
What?
Got a costume?
No, I don't actually.
Sad.
I don't even know if there's gonna be like what I'm doing is like a costume party or whatever, so we'll see.
Nice.
I'll find something to wear.
Hopefully.
I don't know, my hair is, I've been looking at my hair a little bit. I feel
it's
like
longer.
I could rock in it. I could rock the Anakin Skywalker look.
You're getting there.
Like
getting
the
there.
Maybe like
the burned version?
Maybe like Clone Wars Anakin Skywalker kind of vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Attack of the Clones. Is that what
no,
you mean?
No, because it was like curly kind of then. Now it's kind of like grown out and shit.
I see. Yeah, looking nice, Nathan.
You're
taking inspiration from my former long hair.
No, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm just, I haven't done, I don't really do shit with my hair. I kind of just get it cut every like month and that's that. But I'm just kind of like,
you
know what?
Do you put product in or does it go like that?
No, I just do it natural.
Interesting.
I used to put product back in like high school, and then I kind of just like one day I like thinned, and I'm like, I kind of like how this feels better. Like, it just feels nicer in my hair to have it natural. So, but
nice.
Back on track for next week. NFL week 9 is this week, I believe. So, recap that. I think the trade deadline is next week. So we might have stuff to talk about then. I think it's next Tuesday. So we will see on that.
Nathan, funny thing. I just say Ovechkin's not scoring, he just scored.
Nice. Perfect. I want him to break the record this year. I think it'd be sick.
I'm ambivalent.
What's that mean?
I only want him to break the record if he's playing well.
Okay.
I don't want him to be like 43 and they're wheeling him out there like they did with the Jager.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll take
that.
That
shouldn't
long.
Happen.
Yeah. And NBA, what do NBA Cup's got to be starting soon too, isn't it?
I hate the NBA Cup. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
It works.
You notice? You notice? Do you know what the title sponsor is?
Air Emirates.
And where is that?
Saudi Arabia.
There you go. That's the whole reason that thing exists. That's literally oil money. That is what I think, not Manchester City, but one of the other I think PSG is sponsored by Emirates.
Mm.
So that's the whole reason that thing exists, to make money. Hey, it means nothing. Nobody
I guess
cares.
Quickly, soccer-wise, before we wrap this up, too, I had Connor talking to me about Barca versus Real Madrid the other day, and it was
Real
Madrid
them.
Losing 4-0.
Yeah, it makes me very sad to see 17-year-old Lamine Yamal become the youngest goal scorer in like La Liga history or whatever it was. Well, here I am, almost 24, and not having accomplished anything. But, yeah, sad. Yeah. Good for, or well, sad for Real Madrid, but they win everything, so who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, that wraps up everything I've got, I think, for next week that we'll talk about. And
quickly.
Okay.
This is such a random question, just popped into my mind. Okay. If you were a backyardigan, which one would you be?
Isn't one of them named Pablo?
Yeah, you'd be Pablo.
Is he the blue one?
Yes, he's the
yeah,
penguin.
Yeah, I would definitely be Pablo.
Okay. I think
he's
I'd be
the only
Austin.
One I think I can name off the top of my head.
Ready for this?
Okay.
Pablo, Austin, Uniqua, Tyrone, Tasha.
Okay. I haven't seen the backyardigans in years, so.
Neither have I, but it sticks with me. 2009, good year.
I wasn't that like into the backyardigans, I don't think, either, to be honest. But
okay.
I wasn't into like Treehouse that much, because that's all it was on. I was more just a Disney kid.
Okay, this guy watching That's So Raven over here.
I actually was not a That's So Raven fan, to be honest. Didn't watch that one that much.
Sunny with a Chance? That one sucked.
That one wasn't good.
Now, speaking of Disney Channel, I think the Wizards of Waverly Place reboot.
They'll be
is
out
today.
On Disney Plus today, I believe, yeah.
I don't have Disney Plus anymore, so I'm not sure if I'll watch it. I think Selena Gomez is only in one episode. So.
I think she's in the first episode. She'll probably come back like eventually too, but like in more episodes, but just one for now.
Oh well.
We've been rambling on for like
yapping.
10 minutes to end this episode, but if you got this far, appreciate you listening.
Yeah, leave what backyardigan you are in the comments.
Pablo, Team Pablo for the win.
Yeah.
Wait, which team are you?
Austin.
Okay.
He's the purple one.
Gotcha. All right. Got this far. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode. Peace out.